Well, I did the actions. Okay, perhaps we'll try that one again another time. So we're now going to have the second part of the Jonah story, which Philip is going to come and read for us. So there's Jonah. He's done the wrong thing. He hasn't followed God's commands. He tried to run away, but that didn't work, did it? And he was thrown off the ship, got swallowed by a whale, and then deposited on the shore. What happened next, Philip?
Well, the reading is from Jonah, from chapter 3, verse 10, to chapter 4, verse 11. And God saw what they did. He saw that they had given up their wicked behavior. So he changed his mind and did not punish them as he said he would. Jonah was very unhappy about this, and he became angry. So he prayed, Lord, didn't I say before I left home that this is just what you would do? That's why I did my best to run away to Spain. I knew that you are a loving and merciful God, always patient, always kind, and always ready to change your mind and not punish. Now, Lord, let me die. I am better off dead than alive. The Lord answered, What right have you to be angry? Jonah went out east of the city and sat down. He made a shelter for himself and sat in its shade, waiting to see what would happen to Nineveh. Then the Lord God made a plant grow up over Jonah to give him some shade, so that he would be more comfortable. Jonah was extremely pleased with the plant. But at dawn the next day, at God's command, a worm attacked the plant and it died. And after the sun had risen, God sent a hot east wind, and Jonah was about to faint from the heat of the sun beating down on his head. So he wished he were dead. I am better off dead than alive, he said. But God said to him, What right have you to be angry about the plant? Jonah replied, I have every right to be angry, angry enough to die. The Lord said to him, That plant grew up in one night and disappeared the next. You didn't do anything for it. You didn't make it grow, yet you feel sorry for it. How much more then should I have pity on Nineveh, the great city? After all, it has more than 120 innocent children in it, as well as many animals.
This week's reading begins when Jonah realizes his preaching has been successful. The city of Nineveh has repented and God has forgiven them, but Jonah is not pleased. He did not want this merciful outcome, though he had suspected all along that this is what God intended. Jonah is so angry that he wishes he were dead. He seems to be hoping to twist God's arm into executing judgment because he sits waiting to see what will become of the city, in verse 5. God asks Jonah the question, Is it right for you to be angry? God enacts a parable that will touch Jonah's anger and disappointment, but also ask him to look at his feelings in a new way. God makes a bush grow up to shade Jonah and then makes it wither away. The anger and attachment Jonah feels for the bush allows him to see God's attachment to Nineveh in a new light.